כתיב, ונצוויתם, שמור פתחי פיך וכולי, שדוע שימר, וכמו שכתוב בזוהר, אני הייתי צוויתם, in the holy Zohar, the book, בזוהר הקדוש, רב שמעון בר יוחאי. ויחר הדברים האלה, after those things, והאלוקים, God, ניסה את אברהם, he test אברהם. הוא מסייר גופי דברנש, and he is... Storming the body of the person, the bar nash of the human being. וכל המלשינות והרעות שדוברים על אדם במרוח שערה, and all of the bad things, all of the complaints, all of the קטרוגים in heaven that speaking about the person are coming from that storm wind, מאחר הדברים, after things that he's saying. כי הוא בחינת קץ כל בשר, because it's an aspect of the end. שעושה קץ בסוף לכל בשר, that the person is making an end to everything, and that midah, that the judgments are coming to make an end, the complaints, the angels that are envious and jealous at people, they're saying, hey, he's got too much money, hey, he's got too much knowledge, hey, his house is too big for him, hey, he and on and on and on. So they're trying to finish the shefa, to constrict, to limit the bounty. ובני אדם, and people, שהם דנים את כל אדם לכף חובה, that they're judging people all of the time to be guilty, not positively at all. So those people, וחוקרים תמיד על חובות בני אדם, and they're investigating and thinking all of the time on the debts of people, you can find yourself like that also, looking at people, ah, he's wrong, oh, he's late, oh, what? Why are you busy in his likings? Why are you busy in what does he owe? He's always talking, he's always eating, he's always got something to say, he's too short, he's too long, he's too fat, he's too, I don't know what, and you. So people like those that always checking on other people, הם מבחינת קץ כל בשר, they're from that aspect of the end of every flesh, of the world. Find yourself that you're sitracha, chas v'shalom. Person can find himself that he's laying into the hands of the sitracha, chas v'shalom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written in Iyov, קץ שם לחושך, ולכל תכלית הוא חוקר. He puts an end to darkness, and investigating to every purpose, to everything. He's checking, and how many people there are here, what's going on? After we gave a class in Shaare Chesed, in the Beit Knesset, so suddenly a person woke up to tell us that if we want to give another class over there, so we need to bring 20 people to the next class. And if we will not, we're going to have 20 people, so we cannot have the classes over there anymore. Why? Why? You cannot teach 3 people. You're not allowed to teach 1 person. Why? The electricity costs too much. We'll pay. Why to bring yourself to that point that you are judgment, you are demon. And in the house a person can be like that. All of the time he's got complaints. Why the socks are in the living room? Why the laundry is not folded? Why the dishes in the sink? Why you finish your homework? You haven't finished your homework? Why the slippers are here? What's going on? Why the dust bunnies all over the place? What's going on? Where are my sneakers? Go look for your sneakers. Why you talk so much? Why you talk? Walk. Go. Look for your sneakers. You want your sneakers? Go look for your sneakers. Where are my slippers? Go look for your slippers, what's the problem? God, you want your slippers, no problem. There's no complaint on the fact that you want your slippers. That On that we're not talking. It's okay. Why do you think that someone else needs to bring them to you? Why do you think that they need to wait for you in a certain place? Hashem is playing with you. You know what? Hashem hiding from you. What do you want from your wife? What do you want from your children? What do you want from your friends? Where is this? Where's my phone? Where are my glasses on your forehead? What do you want from us? Lama Yom Ha'Goyim. Why? The nations are asking, why? V'anachnu ma? And we're asking, what can you do for you, Hashem? What can you do for you, Hashem? So that person is investigating always to make conclusions, the chilayon, an end to everything. Poor people. To me, it's waking me up to faith, to believe in Hashem Yitzhak. Why? Because you see that who are you? Who that you become to be? Means you don't have yourself at all. Who am I? You can be in the hands of holiness, of Kedusha. You play the game with the Tzaddikim, you become to be part of the Kedusha, and now you mishamet the Tzaddikim, you help the Kedusha, you teach Torah, you become to be part of the holiness of the world. And then you also need to remember always that it's also a gift. Hashem is helping me, Hashem gives me all of the powers, Hashem gives me the wisdom, thank you Hashem. And so you cancel yourself to Hashem. From the other side, if you fall, Chas v'Shalom, so also it's not you. The Yetzirah is using you for his needs. Who are you? You're in the hands of Hashem. So if you have the merit, so you join the Tzaddikim and you cancel yourself. And Rabbi Nathan said, why I achieved more than the rest of the students of Rabbeinu? Because I threw my wisdom more than the rest of the students of Rabbeinu. He took all of his nonsense and he threw them all away. And only what that Rabbeinu was saying he was keeping. This is it. He had assumptions before, he had his wisdom before, but when he saw that there is someone that is wiser than him, that is holier than him, that he is right, that he is righteous, that he is special, so he took all of his old wisdom and threw it all away. And he took Rabbeinu's wisdom and it became to be his wisdom, and this is it. And if you ask him a question, so if he heard it from his rabbi, so he can answer. And if he doesn't know the answer, if he haven't heard it from his rabbi, he cannot answer. There are things, of course, you can understand by yourself from the wisdom of your rabbi. But still, only if it's growing out of the wisdom of your rabbi, you can answer. But if not, you need to teach yourself to say, I don't know, on what you're going to count. On National Geographic movies that you saw, on Times magazine that you read, on what? On the CNN news that you saw, on your parents' votes, on your neighbor's nonsense, on the conversations in the mikveh, on what you base your wisdom. You need to base your wisdom on something stable, on wisdom that's been purchased from Tzaddikim, from righteous people. Rabbeinu said, why is it happening like that, that a lot of rich people lose their money when they start to get close to Tzaddikim? A lot of rich people started to do tshuva and they lost a lot of money, much lose their money. So Rabbeinu is saying that, he gives a tale, mashal, a person that his merchandise is copper. And he holds copper, oferet, in his hand, nechoshet, I say nechoshet, copper, he holds copper in his hand, and he's walking with it, and that's his life, that's his money, that's his parnasah. But then he sees gold thrown on the ground, on the floor. So what's he going to do with all of that important copper? 1 minute ago, he would fight for that copper like he would fight for his life. That's his parnasah, his life, his children, everyone depends on that copper. Now he sees coins of gold thrown on the ground. He's throwing all of that copper like it's worthless for him. He doesn't care about it anymore. And he's jumping for the gold. But in that time, he doesn't have nothing in his hand. From the moment that he dropped the copper until the time that he's going to reach the gold, he doesn't have nothing in his hand. So a rich person, his nefesh was holding the money. But then when he saw the tzaddik, he saw the light, the purity of the righteous man, Yosef HaTzaddik, he is the glory, he is the grace of the world, the beauty of the world. You see the tzaddik. So even though that your eyes cannot see, cannot recognize, your soul can see it. Here you see it, you bring yourself every day to class. Why are you doing it? You yourself, it's going to be hard for you to answer. Because even if you're going to find answers, in the end you will not going to be complete with them. Because you feel something more than what that you can put your hands on, that you can explain to yourself. You feel that there is something more. About faith, we already learned. About Rabbeinu, the importance of going to Uman, going to the Mikveh, doing Shahid Bodhidut. You learned all of those things already. Why you come to another class? Not because you have free time in your hands. Because, no, don't. If it's because of that, you wouldn't hold on so much. But you come again, because you feel that there is something new, there is more to learn, there is another thing, it's bigger. And you see also that it's hard for you to keep the advice, even though that you heard, you understand that it's bigger than you, that there is a big wall above our heads, and there are big things going on, and all of Geulat Israel, and you have a lot of hope. So when you come to that feeling, so it brings you to action. In that time that the person is holding that gold, that money, his wealth from before, he was holding it. That was his cargo, that was his life. When he sees the light of the tzaddik, the neshama, even though, like you said, that the eyes of the person cannot see it, he don't understand what he sees, he just was in one class or something, already he starts losing his parnasa. Why? Because the neshama already dropped it. Your soul already dropped that cargo, that copper that you were holding. You can call it gold, but compare to the wisdom of Torah Hashem, Torah Tmima, it's nothing. Nothing compared to that. So when the Neshama sees that, there is a certain time of confidence, of faith, of not holding nothing. He lost his copper, he lost his gold, he lost his money, and now he wants to hold the tzaddik. And where is the tzaddik? You can never reach him. Because the tzaddik is beyond the place, beyond everything. And you should become to be beyond the place also. You should cancel your nature also to really to connect and bond and attach yourself to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, Chai Almin, the Zohar Kadosh is calling him. He lives forever. How can you live forever? You need to cut yourself from all of your attachments to this world. To all of the materialistic, to all of the physicality, to all of your desires, your lusts. How are you going to do that? It's a mission. It's a mission for life. But when you do that, you start to feel that you do the right thing. And you feel an inner inspiration, an inner illumination, an inner hope, a certain voice that is talking to you from inside, like confidence. It tells you, yes, keep on, make another step, try again, don't give up, keep on hoping, keep on praying, believe in yourself. That is the voice of your neshama. The voice of your neshama is telling you, believe in yourself. That's the light of your neshama. That tells you that you have hope. An arrogant person is a person that connected to his body. That person, every time that he is insulted, every time that he sees some lacking in himself, something missing, when he's attached to his body, he becomes to be depressed by that. He's sad. Because his body needs comfort. His body needs confidence, needs food, needs drinks, needs a house, needs everything that the body demands. So you fall very fast to sadness and depression and fears, anxieties and anger. But when a person is working on his soul to reveal his soul, So when he sees his lackings, he becomes to be happy. It brings him to happiness. How? Because he learned what he can fix. If someone came to you and rebuked you on something, and you feel ashamed, you feel bad with that rebuke, because that person really opened your eyes to see that you are a liar, that you are lazy, that you don't care about other people, that mamash, you're not sensitive at all, you're arrogant. If your real inner point is a will to fix yourself, so you just now got the best lesson of your life. You know on what to put your effort. You got the opportunity of your life to fix, if you want to fix. If you don't want to fix, you don't want to be rebuked, you've been insulted now. You've been insulted, you're hurt, how can you say those things to me? I helped him, I gave him, I never talked to him like that. All of those things are lies. Because who is talking to you? Hashem is talking to you. But Asher Yohav Hashem Yochiach. Hashem rebukes you because He loves you. Because He knows that you do have that power to work on your midot and to fix yourself. And kol ha-gadol mi-chavero, yitzro gadol mimeno. And as much as you grow in Avodat Hashem, and you become to be greater and greater and purer and holier and mamash closer to Hashem, so you can see, you can define, you can sense, you can realize everything that is blocking you from Hashem Yitzhak. When it's all dark, so you cannot see if the floor is filthy, if there is dust on the ground. You cannot see it. It looks nice. Everything looks nice. But if there are flashlights, a lot of light, it's the noon, all of the doors and windows, everything is open, you're illuminated. Every small dot, every black point, every cockroach, every spider web, you're going to see it. So, if you want to fix, it's perfect. It's going to take you 5 minutes to take care of all of those dots. It's not a problem. You can do it. But if you're lazy and say, hey, what am I going to do? There are spider webs, and I thought that the house is going to be clean. Because you're lazy. You don't want to clean. You don't really want the house to be clean. You want the house to be clean by itself. You wanted someone to clean the house for you. You want to be a king that sits in a clean palace. You don't care that the palace is going to be clean. You just care about yourself. When they came to Rav Cheshin once after he gave a class here in Beit Aharon, a Beit Knesset here in Shkunat HaBukharim, in Beit Israel. Someone came to him after class and told him, Rav, you're Mashiach, you're talking words of Mashiach. He starts to scream at that person. He called him, Ani Smartut Mitzpah. Ani Smartut Mitzpah. I said,
A floor rag.
I'm a floor rag. How can we say that? How we can say that on himself? Maybe it's Lashon Hara. No. Even if you are so righteous that you're able to clean others, so what are you? A floor rag. You clean others. Yes, Smartut Mitzpah. Who are you? Hashem is using you because you're clean. Because you can soak, you can clean, you're good, you can have water inside of you, you can take filth from other people. In the end, after you're cleaning everyone, you're left with all of the filth inside of yourself. And you need to go to the field to wash yourself, to water your soul with some Torah, with some tefillah. You're a floor rag. And it's nice, it's good, it's a good job, Baruch Hashem. You're cleaning for Hashem in the Rach. You're working as a cleaning person for Hashem Yitzbarach, it's a cleaning company, Baruch Hashem, going and cleaning. So what do you want to be? You want to be clean or you want to clean? If you want to be clean, so it's a problem. It's a problem. You need to go through some washing machines, hot water, boiled, with soap, without soap, and cold water, and always in circles, again and again and again and again and again and again. And if you're in the Dira, so the washing machine is working for 3 hours in a row, 3 hours, for one shirt to be clean, 3 hours. This is how Avraham is cleaning you. This is how the Tzadikim are purifying you.
another 1 hour, another 16 minutes, another 16 minutes, another 16 minutes, another 16 minutes on the same topic. I'm praying on it again and again and again and again. It's not again. Every circle you're cleaner and cleaner and cleaner, and you're closer to the end and closer to the end and closer to the end. Just don't give up. Just let Hashem clean you. And if you have the merits, Hashem also going to use you to clean others. How we say in the song of Shabbos, Lidenu Keborit, that our Libi Keborit, Kishmera Shabbat, no, how we say, all the lines? Libi Keborit. That you're going to clean my heart to be clean like Borit, like soap. So, which request is it? What are you asking? Hashem, clean my heart to be clean like soap. Soap is not clean. Soap is cleaning. I'm gonna clean, wash my heart as soap. You're not washing soap. So what it means? I'm gonna clean my heart as soap. No, with soap. Achaves libi with soap. I'm going to wash my heart with soap. So one of the righteous people explained that line, that verse. He said, I'm going to purify my heart that it's going to become to be like soap to clean others. When you become to be clean, you understand that your purity, that the fact that you're clean, is not important at all. It's a good tool now to go and clean others. And you don't care about your cleaning anymore. David HaMelech is saying, Yadayim meluchlachot bedam uvshafir uvshiliyah, to purify a woman for a husband. His hands are contaminated with blood, filthy with blood. David HaMelech's hands. Because what? He wants to purify the women for the husband. So he's ready to go and to check and to ask and to go and to look and to talk. David HaMelech, this is what you need in your life. You're the king of Israel. You can go with your violin and to write some new songs and mamash. You're going to sell, after you're going to pass away, you're going to sell so many copies of that amazing book, Tehillim. So many people are going to sing your songs. You're bigger than Elvis. You know who you are? You're bigger than Elvis. You can put Elvis in your... how do you call that pocket? The Zippo. The one that fits in the jeans to the Zippo lighter. What?
Change pocket.
Key pocket? We call it the Kishela Zippo.
Change pocket.
So, you can learn from us also something. The key pocket. Not cool.
Change pocket.
But David HaMelech doesn't care about himself at all. He doesn't care about his tikkun. He doesn't care if he will have a life in the world to come or not. He just wants to know that he's doing the right thing. He wants to serve Hashem. He wants to do things for others. There was an admor who was rebuking his students, mamash, tearing them to pieces. And one time he insulted one of his chassidim very badly. And someone else, and it was in public, and someone else came to him and told him, Arad, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry. It's written, everyone that insults someone else in front of the public, he doesn't have a share to the world to come. You killed him. You literally killed him now. You insulted him in front of the public. What are you doing with the fact that it's written that Kol HaMalbim Pnecha Berov HaRabim Elo Chelek La'olam Haba? If you insulted someone in front of the public, you don't have a share in the world to come. You are not going to live for it. He said, when I took on myself the crown of Admorut, to be an Admor, I said to Hashem Yitzbarach that I'm mevater, given up on life for the world to come. I don't need it. This is it. I chose. He chose. Before I'm going to become to be Admor, I'm giving up on life for the world to come. You cannot have them both. This is what he saw. I told him this thing. If you want to serve Hashem Yitzbarach, Be'emet, with truth, you cannot care if you're going to have share to the world to come or not. Not to care. If Hashem will want, wonderful. If Hashem will not want, okay, I'm not here for no reward. I'm here because I search for the truth. I want to know, Hashem, what do you want from me? What is my job in this lifetime? What can I do for you, Hashem? You gave me so much already. I have so much. Someone came to me and asked me on something that he wants to achieve in Avodat Hashem. I told him, you're asking for big things. It's very nice. No one can say that it's wrong to guard your eyes, to be pure, to be holy, mamash, to learn Torah. But I say, what is it worth it if your brothers still have Christmas tree in their living room? If your brothers are not keeping Shabbos? If they're married to Goyot? If they don't know nothing about purity of the family, never heard about mikveh, if they never heard about the Torah Kedoshah, if they don't know to put tefillin, if they don't have no connection to purity, so, okay, you're going to be very pure. It's nice. It is nice. But like we said, where are your brothers? Okay, you're here. It's all nice. It's very good. Baruch Hashem, you look good, you sound good, everything is good. But where are your brothers? We cannot let our brothers stay in the place that they are at. Why? Because we came from that place. And it's the first point of truth that the person will not gonna forget where he came from. If you remember how much you suffered as a secular person, far from Kedusha, breaking Shabbos, going to filthy places, dark places, having horrible thoughts all day long in your mind, hating people, afraid of people, fulfilling your obligation to people, apologizing, suffering all of the time, trying to be every time a different character, every time you try to become, to be something else that people are going to love you, people are going to like you, people are going to respect you, people will not going to hurt you. And all of your life in fears and not to be who that you are. And it's to cover and to make up for so many pain that you have inside. Lack of happiness, lack of understanding of who are you. So you fell to drugs and you fell to alcohol and all day long hearing music and more songs and changing clothes and spending money on nonsense and replacing phones and jeans and all of the time moving on and running away from who that you are. And how many tears and how much sorrow, how many pillows you soak with your tears from that sorrow, from that pain of who am I? What am I doing here? Is it worth it? For what am I running? For what am I doing all of that? And there are people that are still there. And not only there, even a lot lower. That they are inside that dream and they're not even questioning on that dream. They live the dream, they live the imagination. They're stoned, they're drunk, without using nothing. They're just in a movie, they're in a dream, they're in an illusion. We're not allowed to forget that pain. We're not allowed. We have to have mercy that is coming from a simple point of truth. People are going to clubs and they're dancing. You've been there. You know that no one is happy over there. They can pretend. They can pretend that they're happy. They can say, we're happy, and to sing, and to say, I'm happy, and you're not happy. You want to die. You hate yourself. You hate yourself. You hate how you look. You hate how you talk. You hate how you sound. You hate your clothes. You wear something, and someone else is coming with the same shirt. And you don't know what to do with yourself. You hate yourself. You hate yourself. You thought you're so unique, and you come, and another three people in the same with the same shirt that you have. What are you going to do with your life? You want to die. Why? Because you're not who that you are. Because you're not aware to your soul. So you're not aware to your treasures, to who you really are, and how really you are special, and how amazing you are, and how beautiful you are, and who are you at all? You don't know. You think you're going to put a new perfume, everyone using the same perfume, and you got a new shirt, and everyone wearing this, and jeans, and you become to be just part of the system, and you hate it. And people are there. I hope Hashem helps me that I will not going to be able to let those things go through in front of my eyes and to ignore them. The fact that Hashem gave me that merit, that free gift, to be aware to Hashem Yitzbarach, is it because of my good deeds? Is it because of my good actions? Is it because of my charity that I was so generous when I was chilani? Because that I was such a good dancer? I was driving my jeep so nicely. Why? Because of what? Because I had a bike. Because of what? Because of my tattoos. Because I had could see him like that porcupine. Because of what? Sparks. Spikes. Spikes. Because of what? Because Hashem had rachmanut on me. And righteous people were praying and praying and praying. And the merit of my ancestors woke me up in the middle of a dream. And now I realize that all of my friends are still in that dream. So I need to go. Like that someone came to me, and one person woke up by a book, and one person woke up by a class, and one person by a CD, and one person by a conversation, and one person by something else. I remember that even when I was secular, one time I saw a person with a beard in a festival. He was just walking freely with a beard. And I felt that he's so right, that he's not fighting with himself with that razor every day. To take off the beard. To take off the beard. Why? It's you. You have a beard. It's growing. It's something that happens to a person that when he becomes to be 14, 15, it starts to reveal. It's not. And people are fighting with it every day. He's shaving his face and fighting. And I felt like I'm fighting. And that person looks so calm. Just he lets his hair grow. It was so natural. It woke me up. Before I danced Shavai, remember I said to my friends, I'm going to have a beard. I want to have a beard also. I felt that it's right. It's simple. Stop fighting with who that you are. You have beard. All of you have beard. Everyone has beard. Here, you can see it. People know. No, they don't have a beard. No. They're shaving their beard. Every day he's shaving his beard. Every day he's fighting with who that he is. You have a beard. Sorry. Tell your father. Tell your brother. Tell your friends. Hey, you have a beard. You cannot fight with it. Even Ben Gurion, he found himself 120 bald with peot. This is the only thing that they left with. Hashem is laughing from everyone. You find yourself, you see, walking in the streets, bald with two stupid peot, jumping from the sides of the head. Hashem is laughing at you. Hashem makes you to look Haredi when you're 70 years old. This is you, full with lust for women. Wants honor, wants money, wants everything. His body is too tired to function, cannot do nothing. Looks at the mirror, he sees a Haredi person stands in front of himself. Hashem is laughing at you. Hashem is making a joke out of you. Okay, so you're going to shave your peot. Okay, thank you very much. Now you think you look like, I don't know, like an egg. Yeah, you have a beard, you have peyot. Okay, so what? So it's hard for you to be religious. To us it's not so hard. But we're putting all of our efforts as much as we can. We're trying to wake up in the right time in the morning. We're trying to keep Shabbos. We're trying to eat kasher. We're trying to learn Torah. We're trying to keep our life kosher as much as we can. So one can do more, one can do less, but together we're completing. Today you said wonderful bracha in Shmona Esrei, and you said a different bracha in Shmona Esrei, wonderful, and he said another one, and you said the brachot of Kriyat Shema, and he mamash had the right intention only in the Kriyat Shema itself, but all of the rest mamash he was flying, and he was even answering texts while Shmona Esrei. But in the end he felt so bad with himself that he sang Aleinu Lishabeach, and together we prayed Shabbat. Together we pray Chaplain. This is why you have a minion. This is why we have a minion. Because no one can pray Shachrit from the beginning till the end. You know, Rabbeinu explains what you need to do to pray Shachrit. When you say the last word of Aleinu Shabach, you should still hold the first letter of Mem of Modeh Ani Lefanecha. Not to forget none of those letters, because those letters are saying, how can you leave me? How can you leave me alone and to move on? How can you move on? So, the right intention to pray Shachrit, to pray Tefillah, is to say all of the Tefillah at once. To hold in your mind all of the Tefillah. It's one sacrifice. It's Korban Shachrit. It's a sacrifice of Shachrit. Now what? You're cutting it, dividing it. You're not allowed to make half sex. To stop. You're not allowed to. It's one thing. It starts somewhere, it's got a middle, it's got an end, you need to bring it all to Hashem. We're not there. And we know we're not there. But together, we can do it. We're doing it. If we know and if we don't know. Hashem is helping us to do that. When you bond yourself to the tzaddikim, so tzaddikim are lifting all of the prayers. And this is how they lift all of your avodat Hashem. One day you had shayz with the dude nice. One day you had a nice mikveh. One day your tzitzit was meuderet. One day you were respecting your wife. One day you were learning Torah. Together. Honestly, we're all together. This is why you cannot. You don't like your leg. So what? You don't like your nose. It's bothering you. Then you have to take it with you. You need to work on yourself. We have brothers that are not functioning. We have brothers that are so low that they're not with us. We're not allowed to cut them. We're not allowed to cut them. We're going to take care of we're going to put lac on our fingernails. We're going to put mascara and on our faces. We're going to know I'm pretty, I'm handsome, I'm beautiful, I'm religious, I'm kosher, I'm this and that. And you ignore the problems, the inner problems that you have. We're one unit, all of Am Yisrael. You cannot ignore, you cannot plaster your problems. Your brothers are part of your soul, our soul. We're one unit. So let's call them. Thank you very much.